Thanks. Thanks to the great state of North Carolina for hosting ARC this year. What a blessing. You know, every morning I wake up and my alarm clock goes off on my BlackBerry. And I pick it up, and first thing I do is look at my emails. And the email I look for is the one that comes from the American Bible Society at 4:01. And it always has my morning scripture. And I take the time to read my scripture, and I pray. And just about 2 or 3 days ago, I was reading the scripture, and it was in 1 Peter. But my mind didn't stay there. It went, and the Lord just dropped in my heart this scripture that I want to read to you right now in Joshua chapter 1. And I was very familiar. The Lord said, go to Joshua 1. I was very familiar with Joshua 1. But I want to read this scripture to you and talk to you for just a little bit about ARC. In Joshua 1, verse 1, it says, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' aide, he said, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land that I am about to give them to the Israelites. I will give you every place where you set your foot as I promised Moses. And then he begins to lay out the territory that he's going to give him. And this is what he says. No one will be able to stand up against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. He said, be strong and courageous. And he ends in verse 8. He says in verse 9, do not let the book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. And then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Now I want you to just imagine with me just a second that we're Israel and we're standing at the Jordan River. And of course the Jordan is flooding out of its banks at this time of year. But we're looking over into the promised land. I remember the old spiritualist said, well, I looked over Jordan and what did I see? And when I stand back and I see this group of people standing together looking at the promises of God for 2,000 churches by 2020, all I can tell you is that we are like Israel that day. We're full of hope, we're full of promise, and we're full of get or done. Isn't that right? I have never felt so much confidence in all of my life. As John Maxwell said, we've planted 104 churches. We'll probably do 70 churches this year. And the Lord willing, we're going to do 100 churches next year. And we don't know where it's going to go from there, but it's going to be good. I promise you that. God's going to do a wonderful thing. When you look at the Jordan River in the day of Joshua, the Jordan River was an obstacle. But it was also an opportunity. And as far as I'm concerned, it's the gateway to the promised land. And God is poised, because he's with us, to open that gate to let us go and take the land that he's promised us as an organization. And we're not doing it alone. We're joined with lots of other great organizations, great churches, including Thomas Road Baptist Church, where Pastor Matt's from, and Gateway Church in Dallas, and LifeChurch.tv, and many other churches around the country who are working with us to accomplish this goal of planting churches. Why? Because we give to missions like nobody else does. We hope that we can fulfill the Great Commission around the world to see the gospel preached. So where are we today as we stand in front of this so-called Jordan? I thought about it. I said, you know, these are the defining days of ARC. Our commitment, our unity, and our mettle are going to be tested as we go to the next level. And the word easy does not define what the next few years are going to be like. It's going to be tough. But we'll have to be spirited and resilient if we're going to win. And we will win. I also believe that we're at the Jordan of our organizational existence. Now we have to be more aggressive than we've ever been. We have to be more efficient than we've ever been. And we have to be more creative than we've ever been. It has to be in us to be the best if we're going to win. And we will. Not only that, there's more members who've been watching on the sideline in churches that love ARC, but they've never really just jumped in financially. They're going to have to become partners. And they're going to have to share in the financial challenge that's before us to plant 100 and then 200 and more churches a year. And if they'll do that, we will win. And they will. I also believe that God will come through for us as He parts the waters of this Jordan if we're going to win. And I believe that He will. Some of the things that He dealt with my heart as I lay there the other day, it's what do I see? As I stood there, it just in my spirit, just thinking about Jordan, what God was trying to say to me. Number one, as I see a chasm, I see a challenge, I see obstacles that are ready to be bridged. Ain't no mountain high enough. Come on, ain't no river wide enough. I know that God is with us. There's obstacles in the way right now, but guess what? There's promises on the other side. And we shall possess them. I see an enemy that needs to be defeated. Waiting for every church planter is a post-Christian nation that has nothing but disdain for the local church. There are the almost impossibilities to find the numbers of venues that we need to plant churches. There's also the need to raise money in the deepest recession since World War II. But guess what? God is going before us, and He's going to take away every obstacle. He's going to defeat every enemy, because there's no recession in the kingdom of God. I believe it's just like the Lord to wait till there's absolute most difficult times that there are to be able to show Himself strong. And He will. He'll do it for us. I see a land that's ready to be taken. I think there's never been a time in history that the local church has not been more of what our cities and towns need. And God has given life-giving churches the answers to the needs of the people in every single one of them. He sees the needs of the people. He hears their cries, and He's sending you and all of us as His answer to that. So how will we do it? How will we accomplish this? And this was the deepest thing that God put on my heart. Number one is that we're going to have to be more devoted to God's Word and to His person than ever before. A.W. Tozer wrote the book, Knowledge of the Holy. I've read it at least 25 times in the last 30 years. And he just outlines the attributes of this precious Lord and God that we serve. But you and I are going to have a greater knowledge of the Holy. A more intimate relationship with our precious Savior. If it's going to be accomplished. We're going to have a love for God's people, both lost and found, free and in bondage, churched and unchurched, fulfilled and unfulfilled. We're going to have to love people more than we have ever loved people before. I love a little movement that's happening within ARC. It didn't start in ARC, but it's moving. It's the dream centers that are popping up all around our cities. Thank God for the dream centers, because we can express the love of God to everyone. The next thing we're going to need is the courage in face of the enemy. When it doesn't go good, when it doesn't seem to be working, when the odds are stacking up against us. I just remember the word to God to Joshua, just be strong and be courageous. Three times in 9 verses, he says, be strong and very courageous and trust God through it, because he's going to bring us through. And finally, it's going to take humility. It's going to take humility before a mighty God. We can never think for one moment that we did this. I could not go back and write the story of all the things that we did to make this happen.
But I could tell you what God did to make this happen. And it'll never be a story about us. It'll always be a story about Him. Because He made it happen. He set it up. And He poured His Spirit out on it. And He's making it happen. So we're standing at the Jordan right now. And what do we see? We see a great vision being fulfilled by a mighty God. And we're all in it together. And one of these days, we're going to possess all of His promises. Let's stand and give the Lord some praise right now. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Lord God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord. Yes, God. Heavenly Father, thank you so much. Thank you so much, Lord God.